From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. All this week, we've been talking about an astonishing number, $100 million. That's how much a presidential candidate needs to raise to be a major contender for the White House next year. Today, NPR's Kim Masters takes us to the source of a disproportionate amount of that money, Hollywood.
People who need people.
Barbara Streisand is just the kind of people that presidential candidates need. It's not just that Streisand is rich and can write big checks. She also has stunning powers when it comes to drawing crowds of donors. And with federal restrictions limiting individual contributions, that's what matters to contenders for the Democratic nomination. Streisand hasn't committed to a candidate yet. She's writing checks to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, and maybe a few others. And she isn't the only one who's spreading the wealth. Hollywood's big liberal community is tasting change, says Donna Bojarski, a political consultant who works with actor Richard Dreyfuss, among others.
And now that, you know, Congress is back and that Nancy Pelosi is Speaker, you know, a woman and a Californian, and now the potential of a president, I think people are very engaged, and I think it's all for the good.
Democrats aren't the only ones trolling for Hollywood money, of course. While the community leans to the left, GOP contenders have some high-profile supporters. Television mogul Jerry Parenchio, for example, has been raising funds for John McCain. We called Parenchio and a number of GOP supporters for comments on their activities. None responded to our requests for an interview. The Democrats aren't so reticent. Certainly, there seem to be many more of them, and they have a much more visible fundraising infrastructure in Hollywood than the Republicans. But Donna Bojarski points out that there is a downside.
One thing that people, I think, are concerned about is whether this will be a nonstop, constant ATM, inexhaustible fundraising Disneyland.
The danger is especially great because California is likely to move up its primary. Marjorie Tabankin handles political matters for Streisand and other big Hollywood names.
That means not only do you have the California financial pressure of being the ATM to the rest of the country, but you're now going to have California raising money to spend in California. Each candidate's going to need, what, $20 million to be competitive in a primary in California? It's an insane amount of money.
Tabankin says those who want to avail themselves of Hollywood's vast wealth have to do more than just show up.
It's a very critical town. High payout, big contributions, but they demand a lot of delivery on your part. You don't get to not deliver the speech right.
John Edwards found that out when he went for the presidential nomination in 2004. He met with powerful executives and agents, and some complained that his answers to their questions weren't substantive. They said he conveyed a sense of entitlement to their money. He has since recovered and holds a place in Hollywood's top tier of potential nominees this time. But Tabankin says an early falter is not unusual.
The first time out, they try to figure out how to do this, how to talk to all these people who they're trying to get support from. And the younger and the less experienced they are in having come into this town, I think that it's trial and error.
Each opportunity may be your last to make a positive impression.
Andy Spahn is another veteran political consultant. At the moment, he's helping mega moguls David Geffen, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg organize a splashy fundraiser later this month for Barack Obama. He agrees that newcomers can face brief auditions. He won't be specific, but he says some have already stumbled.
I've seen candidates in this cycle who were not prepared to speak with the necessary detail on Iraq, for example.
That didn't happen to Obama, of course. Winning the support of Geffen and Katzenberg is a big triumph for him. But he is far from having liberal Hollywood sewn up. Andy Spahn may be organizing the fundraiser for Obama, but he has this to say.
No one has the depth of relationships here that Hillary Clinton does. And I think she certainly starts with a significant advantage over the rest of the field here.
In fact, Steven Spielberg, who is co-host of the event for Obama, will sponsor another fundraiser for Clinton this spring, and he's expected to commit to her before long. His partner, David Geffen, was once a devoted Clinton ally, but has denounced her as a divisive and unelectable candidate. Kim Masters, NPR News.